Yerushalmi Masvis corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Veizu Goyinam Lamasvis. The Gemara, the Mishnah asks, when is the threshing floor for tithes? Means when does the various produce become completed when we not even eat it as a snack without tithing? Hakishurim Adaluim Mishiyafkisu Vim Eino Mefakes Mishiyamid Arim Arema Avatiach Mishiyishalik Vim Eino Mishalik Mishiyasim Muksa. Cucumbers and gourds are mishayafkisu, which means when their hairs fall off. And if they didn't, it's after it has been made into piles. For melons, it's when their hairs fall out and they become smooth. And if they didn't, it's when they're stored away for drying. Yerek ha-negad, mishayugad, v'meinay ugad, mishayimales ha-kli, v'meinimales ha-kli, mishayilkoit kol sochoy. A vegetable that's usually tied into bundles is when it's tied. And if it wasn't tied, after the storage vessel has been filled, and if he isn't filling the vessel, it's after he gathers in everything he wants. Hakalkola mishiyichape, v'imenim chape mishiyimale esakli, v'imenim malimale esakli, mishiyilkoit kol sochoy. Produce usually put in a basket is after it's covered. If it isn't being covered, after he fills the vessel, and if he isn't filling it, after he gathers in everything he wants. B'medram amurim, b'moylech lashuk, avam moylech lebeisoy, oicha mehem arai ad shimagi lebeisoy. And when is this? When he's taking it to the market for sale. But if he's taking it home, he may snack from it until he reaches his home. Haperet v'asmukim v'acharuvim mishuyamid ha-reima. Dried pomegranates, raisins, and carobs are after they've been made into piles. Habesalim mishuyafkilu v'yemenim v'fakel mishuyamid ha-reima. Onions are after their outer skins are stripped, and if they are not stripped, after they've been made into piles. Hatvu mishuyamareich v'yemenim v'mareich mishuyamid ha-reima. Grains are after the pile has been smooth, and if it isn't smooth, after it's been put into a pile. Hakidniyos mishi yichbo v'meinu koyve mishi yamrech afal pi shemirech notel min hakoitim or min hastadim or min mashivetoich hateven v'oichel. Beans are after it's been sifted, and if it isn't sifted, after the pile has been smoothed, and even after it was smoothed, he may still take from the unthreshed stalks from the sides of the pile where it wasn't smoothed, and from that which is still inside the straw, and he can eat. Hayayin mishi yikva afal pi shekipa koylet min hagas ha'elyoina. Wine is after its skins and pits have been skimmed off whilst boiling it, and after that he may take from that which is in the upper wine press and from the pipe that it takes to that takes it to the lower press, the lower pit, and he can drink. Hashemen mishiyad leuka, avav mishiyad noita mina akal mina mamal miben hapadsim benosin lechamita ulaseich hatamchui avaloi yitain lelafeth ulekadeira kushehen muusachim. Oil is after it's descended into the pit, and after that he may take from the akar, which is a sack, and from the mamal, which is millstone, and from between the patsim, which is boards. He may smear it on a cake or in a serving bowl, but not in a dish or pot when the contents are still hot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lekolu noisin chus midal sheyesh bo chometz v'sir. Rabbi Yehuda says he may add it to anything off the fire aside from that which contains vinegar or brine. And the Gemara says, man du yorim paksusei, man du yorim shalkukei. The Gemara says the Mishnah taught that for cucumbers and gourds, when their hairs fall off, and for melons, it's when their hairs fall off and they become smooth. Hayam ifakeis rishon rishon mishalik rishon rishon la yid nidlu achi ifakeis kol sochoi vishalik kol sochoi pikes shalik shalik burushus hektish upidio potter. When the hair begins to fall off, it's still exempt. It's only obligated when the hairs have completely fallen off. If the hairs fell off when the vegetables were in the domain of Hekdush, they are exempt from Masus. Ogdoi tzinoik godol lesadeh vuhu shutei vuhu osid laogdoi tzinoik koton nidbal. If they were bound in a large bundle, even if small bundles were made later, they are tevel and they are obligated. If they were boy, adayin loy nigma meleches hasadeh vat amarachin. If they were asked a question, since he will only be making small bundles later, their work is not yet complete, so why are they tevel? Elekine ogdoi Rather, since they were made into large bundles in the field, even though they'll be made into small bundles to take to the market, they're considered completed and are tevel. Haisa kalkola achas v'data lemaloises chetzia, kenche mile chetzia nidbala, v'data lemaloises kula lenidbala achimale es kula. When he fills the basket intending to fill it only halfway, when it reaches half full, it becomes tevel. But if he intended to fill it completely, it's only tevel when he fills it completely. If there were two baskets and he intended to fill both of them, it's only tevel when he fills both of them. The Mishnah taught, and when is this? when he's taking it to the market for sale, but if he's taking it home, he may snack from it until he reaches his home. Ma ben hamelech l'shuk or ma ben hamelech l'beisay? What's the difference between whether he takes it to the market or to his home? B'shashu melech l'beisay b'data hadava toli. B'shashu melech l'shuk l'beidata hadava toli. B'data l'kuchis hadava toli shemayimsa l'kuchis v'nitbelu miyad. The Gemara answers that when he takes it home, it depends on his own intent. When he takes it to the market, it depends on his customers. If he finds customers, it becomes tevel immediately.